If I had, I wouldn't be here. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5, the great chapter of the Bible. And I feel compelled to preach from it. You've got to help me. And the Bible said in verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, that means you and me, you recognize that, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. I'm glad God does that when you get saved. You don't take you 3 years to find that out. Amen. It didn't take me long to know, thank God, I was new. Amen. And brethren, listen, the Bible's new to you. You never read the Bible in the light that you read it, amen, when you're saved, know God. And I bless the Lord for it. Look, if you will, in verse number 18, and all things are of God. So everything that happens to you is because of God, who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and given us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, the God, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God. Verse 21, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That's a lot said in that verse, that this thing tonight, this morning is Christ. Now, the Bible said, and it said, for he hath made him to be sin for us. Now, in the beginning, we know that sin came into the world by one man named Adam. Amen. Sin came into the world. So when sin came in the world, God already had it set up, amen, that he was going to have a sacrifice for sin. There is a sacrifice for sin. This morning, God has to deal with sin. Will God deal with sin? God's already dealt with sin. If a man wanted to know what God thought about sin, then he'd have to look at what his son did, went through. Amen. If you really want to know, somebody said, what does God think about sin? I said the best picture of it, so look what Christ had to do, amen, for us because of sin. Amen. The Bible said he had made him to be sin for us. That meant that the whole world, amen, the sin of the world was given to him. It was imputed to him. He was charged that account of it. All sin was transferred unto him. As the Bible said, he had laid on him the iniquity of us all. That meant that he took my sin, amen, willingly, amen. In the Old Testament, they sacrificed, God, animals, amen. They brought that animal and killed that animal. Amen. They slew that animal. And brethren, they took the blood of that animal, amen, and had to use the blood of that animal to sprinkle it on the altar, or the horns of the altar, and the blood of that animal had to be poured out at the altar. It was a sacrifice. That's why the Hebrew writer said it wasn't by the blood of goats and calves, amen, that took away sin. It never did take it away, but it did appease God for that time, and he covered their sin, amen, for that time period. Amen. They had to do it on a regularity. And brethren, they listen, the high priest went to the Holy of Holies one time a year, amen, for his sins and the sins of the people. And brethren, he done that, thank God, because it was asked of God, and it was the mercy of God that he would have on the Israelites, amen, when they went into that place, amen. And so he went into that place for them, amen, and for the sins of his own and his own and the people,
people, friend, that had sinned. Of course, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's why mankind today needs a sin atonement. That's why mankind needs, amen, somebody, thank God, to die for them. He's already died for them. Amen. If a man would see that, thank God, he could be saved this morning. If his eyes would be open to the fact, amen, that he's a sinner, number one. Amen. His sin has transgressed, amen, against the holiness of God. God's a holy God. God's got a high standard. He's without sin. He could not sin. Amen. You think about the holiness of God and the depravity of man, we find out that mankind is a totally depraved creature. That means that he's got corruption in him. That means in the sight of God, he has nothing God receives. Listen, the only thing that man has, amen, is a sin. He's got a sin problem. That's what's wrong with the world today. It's about sin in a man. Listen, you can't get somebody to do something righteous if they're not born of righteousness. You can't live like that. Listen, a man can reform himself, but he can't reborn himself. He can reform the way he lives. He can reform what he does, but he can't change the man that he is on the inside. Listen, God done that. If a man's saved, he's a new creature. He has a divine nature. He put within you, whether you see it or not, he put within you his spirit. He put within you Christ, the hope of glory. Amen. The Bible said, them that's born of God doth not commit sin, because his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he's born of God. And the problem with mankind is, amen, he can't live that verse unless he's born of God, because the seed, amen, of Christ is in him. Amen. Thank God, the seed, amen, remaineth in him, and he can't, listen, it's a remaining thing. Amen. It don't live a while and gone. It remains in him. Salvation remains in you. That's why you're here. That's why, amen, a lot of people think God's been in this thing a whole lot longer than I have. For us in this life, they've been saved longer than what I have, but it remains in them. If it remains in you, you'll find yourself remaining. It says his fruit remains in him. It's all about him. It's what he did in you. It's his seed, amen. Thank God, the seed is Christ. Amen. The seed is the incorruptible seed. Jesus come in this world, thank God, amen, through the seed of the Holy Ghost. And brethren, he is the one, thank God, that God, amen, sent. God loved the world. He gave his only son. Christ was sent into the world to die for man. Christ wasn't sent to condemn the world. He was sent to save them. Amen. He wasn't sent, my friend, thank God, to condemn you. You're under condemnation. He come to lift it. Amen. Everything he come for, he did. In the garden, when he prayed, he said, not my will, but thine be done. Even though he had great sweat, drops of blood fall from his head, in that prayer, praise God, as he in earnest passion, my friend, and so much pressure. That's what the word Olivet means. It's a time of pressure, amen. And brethren, he was under the pressure, amen, knowing that he was about to drink the cup of suffering, that he was going to suffer, amen, to take upon him our sin. And brethren, he said, he came down to it and said, Lord, if it be thy will, let this cup pass. He said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And so we know that the cup, amen, was the cup of suffering, the cup that he would have to drink, amen. And he willingly drank it, amen. He willingly laid down his life, amen. No man took it from him, amen. He laid it down of himself, amen, by the foreknowledge of God, what the counsel of God was, what God set up before the world began. For he said, for of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together, for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. It was determined before to be done in the mind of God. Everything was in the mind of God. You're complete in him. There's nothing, my friend, God has to decide in time. because he's eternal God. Amen. We don't know that, but he knows that. I don't have the ability or the comprehension to think the way God does. I can't do that. Only thing, amen, it's the Spirit that lives in me that gives me the ability, amen, to think the way God wants me to think. Amen. But I can't, friend, listen. He does what? Say, hey, have you ever thought about this? The God that created everything. Amen. Thank God came down in humanity. He become man. He become flesh. Even though he was God in flesh. Amen. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto him. The word reconciled in Mr. Webster's writings. He said he was brought into friendship from a state of enmity. In fact, he compounded the difference between us and the Father, or between us and God. Christ compounded the difference. Thank God that God would receive us because of him and what he did. Amen. And so he became sin. Can I say this? He became the sin offering. He became the offering, amen, that God required. Thank God for sinners. Amen. God said that a soul that sinneth, it shall die. God said the wages of sin is what? Death. Amen. Everything looks that way. We're getting older. We're producing. Listen, the older you get, the closer you get to the grave. Amen. That's right. That's why we got feeble bodies. That's why we got corrupt bodies. Because of the sin of Adam, we took on his body. Amen. That's right. Really, really, we talk about the nature of man. We took it on, friend, because when God breathed in his nostrils, Adam, my friend, was a thing God made in perfection. But when he chose in his own will to sin and, friend, go against the will of God and the command of God, then we all partook of that fruit that day. And we did take of that that drove us. If we didn't, why are we like us? Amen. Why is mankind like us? I was in his loins, if I could say that. In fact, he over there said, thank God, Levi was in the loins. Amen. That's right, talking about the tithes and Melchizedek and all them things. Amen. There was a position that day. Amen. When Adam sinned, that brought sin into the world. And brethren, what's the first thing God did after Adam put leaves on? He killed an animal, brethren, clothed him. He took an innocent animal and killed him and put his took the coats of skin and clothed Adam. Amen. And therefore, you'll have to have the clothing of God on you, friend. He ain't gonna accept nothing we do. In my hand, I bring nothing. I have nothing. I'm a sinner. You got to see that. If you don't see how sinful and corrupt you are, you'll never come to the one that can cleanse you. You'll never go to the doctor till you know you're sick. Amen. You'll never go to the physician unless you see you need help. And a man will never come to God till he sees what he is, that the Holy Ghost revealed to him what he is. And when he does, son, you don't have to beg him. Amen. If somebody says you're a dying son, amen, buddy, you want to get some help, amen. If the doctor told you today, amen, your heart's in pain, and you got under that, my friend, a pressure in your heart, amen, thank God, and you felt like you was having a heart attack, amen, you want to go to the doctor fast, amen, listen, and he, listen, you want to get there, friend, you know, that's right, whatever it is, when a man knows he's dying, he wants a doctor, amen. When a man knows he's lost without God and a dying, he wants to get to Christ. He knows that's the only way. You're going to have to get rid of your pride this morning. A pride going before destruction. It'll destroy you this morning. Your pride and my pride. A pride keeps a man from God. A pride says I'm better than they are. A pride says I don't need that. A pride says I'm good enough. A pride says that I can do it myself. A pride says I'll join the church. A pride says I'll try this or that. You got to be stripped of everything. You got to see really what you look like in the eyes of God. Amen. For a moment, thank God, a mama said he's a good boy. But when the Holy Ghost shines on him, he sees he ain't no good. He sees there ain't one thread on him good. He sees everything about him ain't good. I'm telling you, are you hearing me? There's nothing good about you. Thank God, my friend, this morning that God will receive. You'll have to have the Holy Ghost. Thank God, show you just how bad you are before you'll ever want to get to Him. Amen. That's right. Amen. You're an enemy of God if you're lost. You're an enemy of God. I was preaching one time, and brother, there's a good preacher and his family, and I was preaching in a little old meeting, and I noticed, amen, thank God, I got rough about how a man that's lost is an enemy of God. And I told him boldly, I said, if you're lost, you're an enemy of God. You're at hatred with God. You don't have nothing to do with God. And I got to preaching, and I saw the countenance of my friend, of them individuals drop, and they could not believe that they was that bad, but they are. The natural man don't receive it. A man hates God in nature. A man hates the will of God. He hates righteousness. He hates holiness. He hates everything to do with the Godhead. And brethren, if you're not saved, you're an enemy of His. You might not act like it. You might be good enough in your eyes, but in your heart, you despise Him. Him, and you don't want Him on the throne of your heart this morning, amen. And I'm going to tell you this, and I'm telling you the truth. It don't matter how good you think you are, there's nobody ever good enough. Nobody. There's none that do it good. There's none. Friend, listen. Amen. Thank God. The worst drunk in this world is as in a good a place as any lost man in the eyes of God, friend. That's exactly right. Amen. Listen. Sin will take you to hell. Amen. Sin will damn you. Sin will destroy you. And that's what the devil wants to do. Amen. Notice what he said here. He said he made him to be sin. Listen, this is what Jesus became. He became sin. He transferred. Jesus became sin. This is the holy, undefiled Lamb of God. Amen. The one that never sinned. The one that could not have. The one that had, thank God, pure blood. Holy Lamb of God. Amen. He was without sin. And brethren, I'm telling you this morning, that are you hearing me? Thank God, He took your sin. He humbled Himself and took our sin. Amen. Right, He took our sin, every bit of it. Notice this here, I'm reading to you. He said He became sin for us who knew no sin. He knew no sin. He could not sin. He knew no sin. He was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. Amen. Every sin, amen, He was tempted with. There's never a temptation, Brother Joe, me or you will ever go through that He wasn't tempted with. He was tempted with everything. Amen. That's, He could, listen, He could not listen. He could not know your feelings. He could not know what you go through. Had He not done been through it, had He not been tempted with it. Amen. There's a whole lot more God said than read. I'm telling you that, as our good friend Brother Wayne said. Amen. But it is, friend, when he is tempted, thank God, to turn the stones into bread. Amen. Jesus told him, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. But listen, there's more read into that. This wasn't that, friend. It was all that the stuff that was in mankind that hungered. Listen, that was a natural thing for man to hunger. He hadn't ate for 40 days and 40 nights, but he was tempted, amen. There's a lot of things we're tempted with in our own body, amen, in our own flesh, amen, for preservation, amen. But Jesus did not yield to the temptation, amen. He was without sin, but he became sin. He became sin. Notice what he said here. Why did he do it? That we... Listen, I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of universal truth in this Bible, but it's a personal book. That's right. If I say we, I'm talking about me and others. I mean, I'm talking about who I'm talking to. Right here, you're the we this morning. I'm the we this morning. That's right. Amen. That's what it is. Amen. That's right. That's the only one that, thank God. When Paul talked to the Corinthians, he said, now we, he's talking to them. He said here now that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. This is what he's saying here. He's saying that Christ is going to impute, amen, his righteousness to you because of what he did in your place. That means that he put it in you. He that was put on your account. Amen. That's right. It was put on your account. And the thing about it is, that's the way he sees it. Amen. God sees it like that. That's the only way you can be free this morning. God sees it like that. Amen. We see what God sees in this thing. That the only way he can account you righteous is put his son on the cross for you as a perfect sacrifice. Amen. But became sin. Thank God he died for sin, every sin. Amen. That's why brother said this morning, what sins are you talking about? He don't remember them no more because he died for it. Amen. And a man can be free from that. A man can be free from guilt. A man can be free from the condemnation of sin. A man can be free, thank God, from the burden of sin. A man can be free from the ways of sin. A man can be set free or made free this morning, thank God, because it's already been taken care of. Amen. He was punished for us. Amen. He took my punishment. He took my death. He took my hell. Amen, friend. And I'll tell you this. Amen. He died, thank God, and I might live. Amen. That's right, thank God. Listen, on the day he was crucified, he willingly laid down his life. They nailed him to a cross. They nailed him to a tree. It was a cross. And the soldiers put him there and nailed him to a tree. And pierced his hands and his feet. And they took him and hung him upright on the cross. He hung there for 6 hours. The last three was total darkness. He knew the experience of saying, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Psalm 22 records the same thing as a prophetic thing. Psalm 22 deals with the thing about Jesus' death. Brethren, how can you read the Old Testament and not see the prophetic truths of the coming Christ that already had been wrote? Amen. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, chastised by our peace upon him, and by his stripes you were healed. There's healing, thank God, this morning. You don't have to live in sickness. Thank God, you don't have, I'm talking about the sickness of soul now. And brethren, I'm glad he still heals bodies too. But this body one day is going to lay down. Amen. He's more concerned about your soul than he is your body. Amen. I'm not saying he ain't concerned about our body, but he's more concerned about the inner man and the soul of man than he is the health of man. Now, I know, praise God, he's concerned about that. But the fact of it is, he didn't die, thank God, to save. Listen, he died to save you from, amen, sickness. He died to save you from sin.
Right.
Now you say, well, why does people get sick? Because of sin.
Right.
That's right. Why do we die? The body has sin in it. That's why he's going to give you, why did he call your body a vile body? He called your body a vile body. He called my body, we put more interest in the body than we do the spiritual life. Listen to me, I'm going to preach to you right here, listen. Get your heart toward the spirit of man, spirit in you.
Yes, sir.
That's the communication grounds with God. The spirit, no man can worship God but in spirit. And in truth, the spirit right there is talking about little s. Amen. The spirit of God. Listen, the Holy Spirit communes with your spirit. That's right. The little s. No man can worship. It's spirit and truth. It's the little s that God that hooks up with the Holy Spirit. That's where worship is. Amen. He ain't, listen, I'll say it again. And I believe we ought to take care of the building. Amen. I like thank God for the building, the pews, the pulpit, everything else, piano. Amen. Everything. But listen, it's not worship with hands of men. It's worship, thank God, within us. We are the temple of God. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. He lives within us. This is what he bought. And he did buy all of me. If he hadn't, he would not. Thank God, the Bible said, our body shall be changed. We shall be changed. Amen. We'll have a body like unto his glorified body. We know that, but it was because of blood. He said, thank God, to purchase mankind from sin. And he put it on the mercy seed. And he claimed, thank God, amen, listen, the believer, amen, thank God, would, praise God, be changed. The believer would have life. The believer would, thank God, have forgiveness. An unbeliever don't have forgiveness. An unbeliever don't have life. An unbeliever don't have it, friend. When you're an unbeliever, you don't have no life. Thank God, my friend. Not listen, I'm not religious. I'm a believer, amen. I tell, thank God, I'm different. Amen, because of him. Thank God for what he done for me. I'm telling you, glory be to God, son. He died in my place to save me from sin, amen. Yes, thank God, that's right. Say, do you sin? The Adamic nature does. The God nature don't. It's what you walking in. Temptation's not sin. Yielding to it is. If it is, praise God, we'd be in it all the time because we're tempted. Your mind's been tempted while I've been preaching this morning. It's been tempted to think about something else. There's always something else. You know, I mean, here's the thing, friend. I like some holidays, okay? I just don't like them trying to take the day of God. I mean, it's July 4th. I'm thankful for the country. But they ain't nothing, praise God, compared to living for Jesus. If I can get more excited about eating a hamburger than I can worshiping Christ, I'm telling you, I'm a carnal man. That's exactly right. Right? Praise God, son. This ain't, listen, can I give you a verse on that? The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I'm not against hamburger. I like hamburgers, but the thing of it is, it don't change me. On the inside, it don't do nothing for me. Listen, you say, what you want to do when you come in here? I want to definitely hook up with the Holy Ghost and with the assembly and get something from him. That's what I come for. If you come for anything, listen, I come, thank God, when I come, I come this morning to hook up with him. I come, thank God, to hook up with you. I come to get something from him. Amen, thank God. And I'm telling you, if you get hooked in, you'll get hooked up. Amen. And I'm telling you, there'll be something happen in your spirit, and you'll say, thank God for it. And the truth of God was preached. The songs were sung, and it helped my heart. The fellowship of the saints was here, and we got some help. If you come just to sit on a pew and never involve yourself, and not have the mindset, and it is a mindset to get your heart toward God when you come in, I'm doing my daily duty on the Lord's day. Brethren, listen, I wouldn't want to live in duty all the time. I know there are duties, but ain't God, I'm glad there's something better than duty, amen. It's desire, that's better than duty. A desire, thank God, to hook up with him and love him and walk in him. I'm a temperate, he took my sin away. He became my sin offering. He ain't got punish me. He couldn't punish me. He's already punished his son for me. Amen. I ain't scared about hell. I ain't scared about the wrath of God. Amen. He's already took it for me. Thank God, I'm already saved from it. Amen. I see that. Hey, brother, listen. Thank God, I ain't living, my friend, on a false hope. I'm living on the Son of God. He's my hope. He's the one that died for me. He's my sin offering. Thank God, he became sin. He might make me the rest of God in him, amen. You got to be born again. It's the only way you have his righteousness. He that's born of God doeth righteous. Why does a man do righteous? Because he is righteous. Amen. That's the book. You want to know about freedom? Thank God I preach it to you. He made you free. Amen. That's right. Romans 8:2 says, over there, he said, there's no condemnation of them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit, for the law, the spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me what? Free from the law of sin and death. I'm free from it. Amen. Whether I feel like it or not. Whether I wake up the next morning and say, man, I feel low. And whether I feel like it or not, I'm free. I'm free in Christ. I'm free. Amen. I might listen. There's people in this church. Brother Glenn. Amen. They come in struggling physically. But he's as free this morning. Thank God in Jesus Christ. Amen. Sister Parker's been through it. Amen. There's days she felt bad. There's days she probably thought, Lord, take me. There's been days, friend, you go through. Thank God you have doubts. You have a fear sometimes. But it don't change what he done for you. It don't change for what he done for you. Hey God, it don't change it. I'm not riding this thing on me. I'm not getting there on me. Amen. I ain't trying to ride her out. I'm already in. I'm already his. I'm already saved. I'm telling you, he done it for me. And if you can't see this, you never will get saved. Amen. That's right. It's not just making a religious profession. It's knowing the one, thank God, that died for you. That's why Paul said he loved me and gave himself for me. That's right. Thank God. Amen to God. Are you glad you're saved? Right. Amen. Praise God. They ought to act like it to you. Amen. You ought to act like it. Ain't that right? If a man saved you, you ought to act like it. Every once in a while anyway. Amen. That's right. Praise God. I appreciate you hearing the word of God. Let's stand this morning. Amen. Remember tonight's meeting, Brother Heatherly be here tonight. Praise God. We look forward to that meeting too. But I'm glad I can go home and worship him. I'm glad, thank God, I can come back and worship him. Amen. Come with the Spirit of the Lord. Let him help you. Brother Redmond, pray for us. Oh, amen.